from KQED.
Live from KQED News, I'm Tara Seiler. Official firefighting resources on the dozens of lightning-caused fires around the Bay Area are spread very thin. As the blazes spread, some residents have wound up trying to defend their own property from the advancing flames. KQED's Raquel Maria Dillon reports from Napa County's Pope Valley.
Johnny White's pickup has what looks like a new paint job. It's fluorescent pink, splattered from bumper to bumper with fire retardant. His neighbor, Mark Griffin, recorded the moment it happened on his phone from the next ridge over.
That's the DC-10 that painted his truck yesterday. I got it on film.
This is not our first time, so we had defensible space. I had equipment, two bulldozers, water trucks, pump and pull, 1,000 feet of hose.
Plus, eight employees, including Eddie Rios, who was hosing down some pines in anticipation of the winds picking up this afternoon.
This fire went completely unmanned, unattacked for easy day and a half, not a single engine or plane, because there were none.
The fires in this area are part of the LNU complex and grew from lightning strikes that smoldered after storms passed.
That smoldering didn't turn into flames until a few days after, which is why you just saw these random fires pop up everywhere. And we've never had that before. And you got fires everywhere, which means everything's going to be spread thin.
And Johnny White says he and his neighbors know they might be on their own.
Because there's no resources on this fire, so it'll turn around and come back down. Or where it's burned, we're safe. But where it hasn't burned, we're not safe.
Staying safe means putting out still smoking hotspots and bulldozing lines around neighbors' homes. In Pope Valley, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, KQED News.